Thank you for calling. Excuse me. Thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded call. Who do I have the pleasure to speak with today?
LaToya Miller.
Hi, LaToya. How are you today?
I'm great. And yourself?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. I'm a case intake specialist for the Depo Provera lawsuit. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit?
Sure. Yes,
okay.
I do.
And can I ask you, have you or someone you know received Depo Provera injections?
Myself.
Okay. And then did you later develop a health complication?
Yes, I did.
And can you share with me what that health complication may have been?
I was diagnosed with a form of cancer, meningioma.
Okay.
Genoma.
Okay. Do you mean to say a meningioma?
Yes.
Okay, I understand.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm sorry to hear that. And some meningiomas are linked to Depo Provera injections. So if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit, I'll help you get connected with a law firm. Can you share with me where that meningioma was located in your body, where it was detected?
In my glands, I think
okay.
My pituitary glands, and in my nerves.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. All right. Now, did you get an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that's true under penalty?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And regrettably, you have received Depo Provera injections, and unfortunately, you did develop a meningioma of the brain. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And so because you are the injured party, this claim would be filed for yourself. You are the injured person?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. And then, LaToya, you are a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Can you share with me the approximate date of your diagnosis?
When I first realized I had it, well, when they first told me, I want to say back in April of 2019.
Uh-huh. 2018?
19.
Oh, sorry, I misunderstood you. 2019. And then do you recall the month by any chance?
April of 2019.
April, okay. Well, you wouldn't know the date, would you?
If I go back into my medical papers, I probably have that date.
That's okay. I'll put April 15th, 2019. Just right in the middle of the month. That's the approximate
okay.
date
That's
of your
fine.
Diagnosis. Okay, great. Thank you. And then can I get your date of birth, please?
11-17-76.
Okay. Let me just repeat that to make sure I have it correct. I have November 17th, 1976.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. LaToya, do you happen to know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
No.
Okay.
And if I do, you know, that's something people really don't share.
That's right. That's true. But if by chance you do come across somebody, I'll provide you my contact information. You're welcome to share my info with any person that has questions or you think might be a good candidate for this lawsuit.
Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you. All right. So, LaToya, now I'm going to ask you some questions about your usage of Depo Provera. Did you receive Depo Provera in the pill form or was it a shot?
A shot.
Okay. And then was it the brand name Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And do you recall if it was Depo Provera or was it the sub-Q version?
I think it was a Depo Provera.
Just Depo Provera. Okay, great. Thank you. And then the law firm does ask for the approximate time frame you were receiving Depo injections. So we'll start with just a general number of years. How many years do you believe you were on receiving Depo injections?
For almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years, okay. And then what years? Can you provide me the dates when you started and when you stopped?
I want to say I started maybe in August of 2017.
Okay, so I'll put August 1st, 2017. Again, the law firm's flexible and allows for approximate dates. August 1st, 2017. The intention is to point the law firm in the right direction for where to request medical records, what time frame to request medical records. All right, so we've got a start date of August 1st, 2017. When approximately did you stop taking Depo or getting in Depo injections?
In August of 2019.
August of 2019.
I mean, April 2019, I'm sorry.
It's okay, April. Okay. Well, that seems to be in coinciding with your diagnosis. So maybe I can put April 15th, 2019, when you got diagnosed and also when you stopped taking, getting depot injections.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. All right. And then that answers my next question, which is, did you use Depo-Provera after January 1992? The answer is yes. Okay.
Yes.
And can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections in 1 year prior to your diagnosis?
Yes, because I was getting the injections, what, every 3 to 4 months?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's roughly 4 times a year. And then that answers a previous – oh, no, that'll answer another question. Okay, bear with me here. Okay. All right. Now I'm going to be asking you questions about yourself. This will help us put together a legal agreement between you and the law firm. Can you please start, starting with, can you please confirm your gender?
Female.
Thank you. And your marital status?
Single.
Thank you. And then the spelling, the legal spelling of your first name, is it L-A and then it's still a small letter T-O-Y-A?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Do you have a middle initial, LaToya?
Tanisha, T.
Okay. T. Okay, thank you. And the last name, is it M-I-L-L-E-R?
Yes.
Okay, so I have LaToya T. Miller.
Mm-hmm.
Or, and then I take it you probably don't have a suffix to your name, like a junior, senior, first, second, or third. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And then the law firm does ask or will request medical records to confirm your diagnosis and your treatment of your meningioma of the brain, but they do need your social to request medical records. So could you kindly provide your social, please?
413-274911.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. 413-274911.
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. And then, as you know by now, towards the end of our call, I'll have you sign, one is a legal agreement between you and the firm. Two is an authorization to release medical records. And then any copies of those forms that you sign will be sent to your email address. I have an email on file. It's T-O-Y-A, your name, 6757 Yahoo. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then this phone number I'm speaking to you on, 773-407-0705, is this a cell phone number that belongs to you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. All right, now I can get your address, please.
5729 South Princeton Avenue.
Okay, Princeton,
Chicago. Yes, yes.
Okay. That'd be 60621.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And then is that a house or an apartment?
A house.
Okay. So there's no unit number?
No, sir.
Okay. And then LaToya, just to confirm I have it correct, I have 5729 South Princeton Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60621.
That's correct.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right. Now I can ask you questions about medically related questions about Depo-Provera. Do you recall who administered the injections to you? Was it a doctor, a staff member, or was it yourself?
Oh, no, it was a doctor.
It was the doctor, okay. And then the next question is, it asks, how many times would you estimate that you were injected? If you were on getting injections on the regular plan once every couple months, every 3 months, that'd be 4 mm-hmm. per year. And if you had it for 2 years, that'd be roughly 8 injections. Does that sound right to you?
That sounds absolutely correct.
Okay, thank you. All right, and then what is the name of the doctor that prescribed Depo-Provera?
Dr. Carlos.
Okay. Is that his first name or last name?
That's his first name. The last name is Herrera.
Can you spell that? Oh, I think I is that H-E-R-R-E-R-A?
Yes.
Dr. Herrera, and where would he yes. be located? Where did you see him at?
At Mount Sinai Hospital in Chicago.
Okay. And is this the same doctor that injected you as well?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, I do see Dr. Carlos Sandoval-Herrera. He is an OBGYN, and yes, he is affiliated with Mount Sinai Hospital. Okay, all right. So bear with me. There's going to be a little bit of awkward silence, but what I'm doing is I'm actually copying and pasting the his information from the web into this intake. So bear with me. MD-OBGYN. Again, this is the doctor that prescribed you and injected you with Depo. Paste. Right, and the facility was Mount Sinai Hospital, Chicago. All right, pull up that address. All right, and let's see, the Mount Sinai Hospital, that's located at 1500 South Fairfield Avenue in Chicago.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay, great, thank you. All right. And I found the phone number for this hospital, 773-542-2000. Okay. Now, did you, at any point, did you have to pick up Depo-Provera medicine from a pharmacy outside of the hospital?
No, sir.
No, okay. It was always provided at the hospital and injected at the hospital?
Yeah.
Okay.
But keep in mind, the hospital has an outpatient, so I wasn't in the hospital, and I was going to their clinic.
Okay. Let's see here. Did it have a specific name, like a women's clinic, or?
You know what? Nope, because it was just always Mount Sinai. I mean, it probably is, but I'm not for sure of it.
I think we're going to be safe with Mount Sinai Hospital, because I think what you're describing is that it could have been a building like very near the hospital, or it could have been in the same building but at a different floor.
Yes, exactly. That's what it is.
Okay, that's fine then. That'll work. All right. And then now I can ask you questions about medically related questions about your meningioma. Do you recall how – well, first of all, who was the doctor that diagnosed your meningioma?
Dr. Matthews. He has I think it's Dr. Warzak. I just remember his first name, Dr. Matthews.
And then do you know how to spell his last name?
I want to say W-O-D-D-I-A-K.
Okay. And what hospital did you see this doctor at, or facility?
I think I've seen him here at the same hospital, with Dr. Herrera.
Mount Sinai, same place?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Let me see if I can find him. Hold on. Okay. Is he a neurologist?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see here. First of all, okay, I did find a Dr. Matthew J. Wodziak. He's a neurologist.
Yeah.
He's a neurologist. It looks like he's affiliated with Rush University Medical Center. But you're confident that you saw him at Mount Sinai Hospital?
No, but see, that's the thing. I had to go to a couple of different doctors. So I was also seeing a doctor at Rush as well.
Okay. Do you think it was Dr. Wodziak at Rush, Dr. Matthews? You refer to him as Dr. Matthews.
No, I've seen a couple of doctors at a couple of different times. I may be getting them confused, but I did also see a doctor at Rush too. But I know for sure I did see Dr. Matthews first.
Okay, and you're pretty certain that was at Mount Sinai Hospital?
I can't remember if it was. I know because my treatments and stuff started at Mount Sinai, but they ended up sending me to Rush. So that could be where my confusion is coming in.
Okay, got it. Okay. I'll make a note of that one place. Okay, so Do you feel confident that Dr. Wozniak or Dr. Matthews was the person that ordered a test to see if you had a meningioma, and he's the person that told you that he confirmed that you did have a meningioma?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Maybe he was at Rush, because I know I saw two doctors at Rush, or maybe he was one of the two.
Okay. He's actually affiliated with multiple hospitals, so.
Okay, so see, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm probably getting confused, but I know I did either saw him at Mount Sinai or I did see him at Rush.
Okay,
that's
all
for
right.
Sure.
But you recall being at Rush Medical Center in Maywood, yes. Illinois?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Okay. What I'll do is I'm going to take.
No. So I live on the south side, so they sent me to the Rush Hospital in Chicago on Congress.
Okay. Rush Hospital.
Rush University Medical Center.
Rush University Medical Center. In Chicago?
Yes.
One second. And what did they do there at Rush Medical Center?
I saw Dr. Mark there. He was my oncologist.
Oncologist?
Yes.
Wait, what did you see? What treatment did you get when you were at Rush Medical Center?
I was starting to get some radiation and some pain meds.
Okay, got it. Okay, all right. Diagnosing Dr. Matthew. All right, so for what I believe what we'll do is we're going to put the doctor that diagnosed you is Matthew Wozniak, and he's a neurologist, and that was at Mount Sinai Hospital. And then additional treatment would have been from a doctor, you can't recall the name, but I believe it would have been Rush University Medical Center on Congress Parkway.
Yes, but wait. So I may have saw Dr. Matthews at Rush too. I can't remember in between one of them, but you said it on that. But I know I did see him. So much going on.
It's okay. So I believe I hear you say is that we should put Dr. Matthew at Rush University Medical Center.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And that would have been at the location. That would have been the location on Congress.
Yes.
Okay. One second here. Thank you for being patient. I know it's quite some time.
No. You're jogging my memory now.
What's that?
You're starting to jog my memory.
Oh, good. Okay. That's the intent. The intent is to try to ask questions and help you go back and relive this event. I realize it is a traumatic event, unfortunately. Okay. So, all right. So just to recap, what we've done is we've entered Dr. Matthew Wozniak as the doctor at Rush University Medical Center that diagnosed your meningioma.
Okay.
Would you agree?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, and then that's at 1653 Congress Parkway, and I've got a phone number from the internet, 888-352-7874. And then how did the doctor detect your meningioma? Do you know what tools he used?
Tools, like, you know, as far as my radiation and stuff? Are you saying that?
Radiation would be treatment. How did they locate or find your meningioma? What did they do?
Well, I was getting sick, so I didn't really know, like, what was happening to me. I said I was having headaches and stomach pain.
Oh, I understand.
And,
sorry to interrupt you, Latoya. The question is, what tools did they use to detect your, what tests did they run to detect your meningioma?
I don't know the name of a test, but what brought me in there for them to run the test, because I wasn't feeling good.
Yes, I understand.
And I was bleeding on and off.
Okay, yeah, you're describing symptoms that cause you to go to see the doctor. But ordinarily, when we're talking about meningioma,
I know they did a surgery on me.
Okay.
It was crane.
We'll get
Crane.
Was that surgery to remove the tumor?
Yes.
Okay.
Was it crane? Is it cranectomy? Because I know it was in conjunction with that and some radiation therapy.
Okay, that's what you're describing is the treatment that you underwent because they found the meningioma. The question I'm referring to is what method did they use to diagnose your meningioma?
Like running, like what tests did they run?
What method of diagnosis? How did they find that you had a meningioma? What kind of tests did they do or screening?
They took so many. I don't know if I know the name of them, of the test, but my body went through so much.
I understand. I do. Do you remember an experience? Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Do you know if they found your meningioma from an MRI or was it a CT scan?
I had both of those.
I had
both of those, but I'm not for sure which one where they were able to be. It probably was that when they put you in the machine.
Yes, that's right. That's right. That's
what's the name of this machine? And you have to be very still.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Is that an MRI?
Yeah, does that sound familiar to you? Is that what they did? Is that how they detected the MRI?
Probably so.
Okay.
I know I was in a machine. Okay.
Okay, very good. So we'll put MRI as the method of diagnosis.
Okay.
Okay, now is there...
You know what? They did
yes.
some tests. They took some blood. And they did some tests on my brain.
Did they? Okay, they may have done a biopsy, like pulled some tissue from the tumor. That's a possibility. And I'm certain that they probably did blood work as well because they want to know. Initially, they don't know why you're in the hospital. They just know that you have symptoms.
Exactly.
So, but when they get to a brain tumor, the technology they use is either an MRI or a CT scan. And to the
well, I remember going in that machine, so I know I definitely had an MRI.
MRI, okay, very good. Okay, all right. Now, was there? Did you ever have a cancer diagnosis before your meningioma?
Oh no, sir.
All right. Okay. Thank you. And then, was Dr. Matthew Wodziak also the same doctor that oversaw your treatment, your surgery, and your radiation treatment?
I remember him actually doing my MRI.
Okay.
I went to another, but see, maybe I'm getting confused because I went to a therapy doctor too. So I don't know if that's the same, but yeah.
The question is actually, did Dr. Matthews also treat your meningioma?
Yes.
Oh, he did. Okay, very good. And this was also, your treatment was also at Rush University Medical Center?
Yes.
Okay. And you mentioned surgery. Was the surgery at Rush University Medical Center?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Thank you. All right. Bear with me. Okay. Okay, part of the awkward silence. I just got to duplicate this information.
No, that's fine.
Thank you. And the surgery, was that to remove the tumor?
Yes.
Okay, and then it was followed by radiation?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, one moment, please. And so, yes, you were treated, and it was at Rush University Medical Center, and it was for surgery and radiation.
Yes.
Okay. And then is there a history of meningiomas in your family?
No.
Okay. And you were hospitalized for a meningioma, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And then the law firm does ask for the approximate dates of your hospitalization. How soon after your diagnosis do you think you were admitted into the hospital for treatment, like surgery?
I want to say May.
In May? Okay.
Shortly thereafter.
Okay.
Actually, my date of surgery was May 6th. I remember that.
Oh, May 6th. Okay. Same year, right? May 6th,
2019.
Okay. May 6th, 2019. And then how long were you in the hospital for?
Almost a month.
Okay. Do you remember your discharge date?
Not off the top of my head, but it had to be sometime in June.
Okay, so we'll put June 6, 2019.
Okay.
That's roughly about 30 days. Okay, let me make a note. Hospital hours for approximately 30 days for surgery and radiation.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you can call me John. It's okay. All right. Well, LaToya, I got to say thank you for being patient. I know these are a lot of questions, and I realize I'm asking you questions to go back like 6 years at a time that was very traumatic for you, you know, having health concerns, not knowing what it is, and then learning later that it was a very serious meningioma of the brain. So I thank you for being so patient to revisit this experience and so I can help document this for the law firm. We're getting close to wrapping up. Are you confident medical records exist either with the doctor or the hospital that can confirm your diagnosis and your treatment?
Yes.
Okay, good. And then do you happen to have access to your MyChart login?
Not for those particular hospitals. I don't.
Okay. That's all right. I'll put no. And then the law firm does ask for an emergency contact, name of an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you or if they can't reach you for an extended period of time. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact?
My daughter.
Does she live with you?
No, she does not.
Okay. And your daughter's name, please.
K-ECIA.
Okay. Is it K-8-K-A-Y?
Mm-mm. K-ECIA.
Oh, K like the letter. I'm sorry. Is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm.
K-ECIA?
Yes, Davis.
Okay. And is the E for capitalized?
No.
No, okay. It's the letter K-ECIA.
Mm-hmm.
And the last name is Davis, D-A-V-I-S?
Yes.
Okay, and then what is Keisha's, is it Keisha? Keisha?
Keisha.
What is her phone number?
773-416-0704.
Okay, let me repeat that to make sure I have it correct. That's 773-416-0704?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And by the way, the Keisha, is that C-A or C-I-A?
C-I-A.
Okay, thank you. All right, appreciate it. Okay, I thought I may have had it wrong. And then would you happen to know your daughter's email address?
K.Davis13@gmail.com.
Perfect. K.Davis13@gmail.com. And then her address.
Oh, Jesus. 5132 South Greenwood.
Greenwood, okay. And that's in what city or state?
Chicago.
Chicago, okay. That's Chicago, Illinois, 60615?
Not sure about that zip code, but yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I found it. 5132 South Greenwood Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60615. Okay, perfect.
Yeah,
and
she's in a garden apartment.
Okay, got it. Okay, perfect. All right. Okay, so LaToya, I know these are unfortunate circumstances that brought us together, but I do thank you for letting me help you. You do meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. And so our next step is to send you a text message with a link to DocuSign so you can sign the agreement between you and the law firm, along with an authorization to release medical records. Once you and I finish the signing, you and I will be done. But there will be one final step, and that's called a case verification call. It's a very quick call. The law firm just wants to hear from you personally to confirm that you did receive depot injections, that you were diagnosed with a meningioma of the brain. But the most important thing is that you're aware that you agree to let them work on your case by requesting the medical records and submitting that form you're about to sign, the request for medical records.
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
The other advice that you need to acknowledge is the law firm asks for clear, legible signatures. What they mean is that they'd like to see when you sign your name that they can clearly see that it's a L for Latoya, A-T-O-Y-A, and the M-I-L-L-E-R. So clear, legible signature. Okay with that?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. So I know we went kind of quick, so before I send the text with a link for the forms to sign, I just want to confirm that I have this information correct. I have approximate date of diagnosis for your meningioma of the brain would have been April 15th, 2019. I have your date of birth as November 17th, 1976. I've got approximately 2 years usage of Depo-Provera, and you did confirm you received at least 4 injections within a year before your diagnosis. Since the injections were probably approximately between August of 2017 and April 2019, coinciding with your diagnosis, that's when you stopped. We confirmed the spelling of your first, your last name. We confirmed your social, your email address, your phone number, your address. We gathered the information of the doctor that both prescribed you as well as administered the injections the same, your OBGYN at Mount Sinai. To the best of your knowledge, it was Dr. Matthew that diagnosed and treated your meningioma at Rush University Medical Center. And everything looks good. So in a few seconds, you're going to get that text message.
Okay.
And then when you get that text, you're going to click on the link. You'll have to agree to SMS messages. And then you'll see my name, John Maurer. I'm losing my voice. I'm the case intake specialist that helped you get signed up to participate.
Okay, I just got it. Okay, let me log on it. Okay, I'm opening it up now.
Okay.
Yes. This continue. Okay, please. Okay. So I'm saying on my phone. Is it loud? Okay. Continue. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Oh. Try it. Are you able to see my signature and see if I did it right? Adopt and sign. Okay, sign. Finished. Okay, it say document signed. Okay, all parties complete. I just got that.
Excellent. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do next. I'm going to send you a text message from my office. I'm in Irvine, California. Of course, you know I'm not the lawyer. I'm just a case intake specialist that did the interview. So this text will serve as a record of our conversation, so you always know who was the person that signed you up. Plus, it'll include the name of the phone and phone number for the law firm. So if you don't hear from them by tomorrow at the latest, they should be calling you either today or tomorrow. But if you don't hear from them, say by Friday, you can call me and let me know. And then I can get them on the phone, get them to give you a call or transfer you over to the firm. So bear with me here. And again, I thank you so much for being patient with these questions.
Thank you. Great customer service.
You did great. And it's hard to remember these things from years ago.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't have a background in doctors. Like I saw a bunch of doctors. I don't remember. I didn't keep track of them. I was more concerned
especially
about
especially which doctor worked well.
Yes, yes, indeed. So thank you for letting me help you. Latoya, I sent that text. Did you happen to get it?
Not yet. Okay. Hi, Latoya. Okay. So this is, if they haven't called me, you said by Friday?
Yeah, by Friday, give me a call and let me know.
Okay.
And then I'll connect you with the law firm. If you have no other questions, again, thank you for letting me help you. I'd like to wish you a good rest of the day and good health, okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You take care. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.